Welcome to the Ask Drone You podcast, where it's all about answering your drone questions today so you can fly better, safer, and even get paid tomorrow. And now, your hosts. One is a man of few hairs, and the other likes to be called Batman. Rob Burdick and Paul Lincoln.
Hello, everybody. This is Rob.
And I'm Paul, and you're listening to another epic episode of Ask Drone You.
Epic indeed, and thank you, everybody, and welcome to episode number 154. We're so glad that you're with us. We actually have a pretty interesting question because so much of our time, Paul, is spent on 3DR and DJI.
Well, I mean, it seems pretty understandable since they are the leaders.
Oh, sure. It's very understandable, but the point is, that's all we talk about.
Oh.
Or predominantly, anyway. So I'm appreciative of our friend who sent us this question who has no name.
That who has no name.
Or perhaps he has a name, he just didn't share his name.
Oh, well,
or his whereabouts.
I think it's probably QuadGuy27.
I'm just going to throw
that out there. I do. But I do want to take a quick note and say support for this podcast today comes from Go Professional Cases, the original, the true blue. Go Professional Cases creates custom professional cases for UAV systems, drones, and GoPros. So, if you're looking for a case for your GoPros, or your unique drone, or your Phantom, or your Solo, or your FPV Racer, since we're not talking about other drones here, Rob.
Or.
They have all the cases that you're going to need. So, be sure to check them out. And thank you, GPC, for the support.
Absolutely. That's very, very cool. And I know Paul gets stuff there. We get stuff from them.
So. It's definitely, yes. Yes, we do. So, excited about that. Well, let's jump right into today's question.
All righty. Here we go.
Hello, bloody lovely to let your mother. We're asking about the Typhoon 4K drone made by Unique. If you could give us a little bit of a heads up on the what poking in your brain about it. Bloody lovely, it would definitely help us out. Is it better? Is it worse? Did they make it to create something better or
create something cheaper? Thank you.
You know, I gotta say here, I have not personally flown the Typhoon, but Trent Sigurd, dear friend, who works for Unique, he has told me an awful lot about it.
Okay.
And he's very real with me, and I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
So I would definitely say, you know, there's a specific type of user for the Unique drones. If you're a super new user, if you're just getting into drones, you haven't worked on your orientation control yet, you haven't worked on your banking turns, you haven't worked on using yaw in your turns, I think the Unique is a great starting drone. I really do.
From an operational standpoint?
From an operational standpoint, you're going to notice a little bit slower reaction time between when you move the stick and when the drone moves compared to, say, the Phantom 3, the Phantom 2, the Solo, the I1. It's going to be a little bit slower. Now, there are two kind of speed modes. You have Rabbit and Turtle. But Rabbit is still going to get you at about 15 miles an hour, maybe 18 miles an hour. I mean, we're talking...
Max?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's significantly slower, Paul.
Well, I'm sure if you were up the gains and mess with all their motor control settings, you could get it to go a lot faster, but...
Well, but at the same time, on the Solo... Anyways, on the Solo, you popped it out of the box and the thing's going 50 miles an hour.
That is true,
right?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure we understand the distinctions
here. I also want to say, because I posted a Solo video yesterday, and it was just, I took the GoPro Hero 4 Session and I put it on top of the Solo and kind of just ripped it around, you know. And some guy was like, there's no way my Solo is faster than my P3. And I asked him, I said, well, did you change the speed settings on it? Mm. And he was like, oh, I didn't know you could do that. Like, dude,
there's a learning curve with these things.
I know, but I just can't stand people who talk negatively about products when they don't know the whole story.
Mm. Okay. So, interesting.
Yeah. I'm not talking negatively about Unique either.
No, not at all. We actually are just trying to let people know what we think.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Like I said, great drone. You know, if you are really going for 4K capture, though... It's funny, Engadget just wrote an article about this, and they would say, you know, they preferred the DJI Phantom 3 4K capture. For me, being a videographer, I would never use the Phantom 3 for 4K, ever. Why? Look at the bit rate. What is the rate in which you are writing material to the card? Because, for example, the Inspire 1's bit rate at 4K is 10 megabits per second. The Panasonic GH4, which is a very well-known 4K camera, it's used very predominantly, especially on B units in movies, when flying cameras, the bit rate on the GH4 is 100 megabits per second.
Wow.
So you're getting a lot more data, you're getting a lot more information, and that's more information that you can play with in post-production.
Right, and get crisper pictures.
Exactly, a lot more detail. So, for example, Inspire 1, Phantom 3, 4K bit rate, 10 megabits per second. GoPro, 50 megabits per second. It's not where the GH4 is, but I wouldn't expect that.
It's significantly less costs.
I mean, the GH4, the body is still, I think they have them at Best Buy now for $1,600 for the body, which is actually a really good price for a GH4. But that being said, you know, the GoPro, in my opinion, and I've shot 1080, 27, and 4K on the GoPro in the same setting, and the clarity and detail in 4K is just unbelievable. Yeah. So, and I was... Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that, and we get that out all the time, but still there are a lot of people that just don't understand how powerful that little GoPro is.
It's true, and I have to be honest with you, you really need to know GoPro settings in order to get that true 50 megabit write speed down. Some people shoot in the quote-unquote GoPro RAW, where there's no ProTune or anything. Personally, for me, I like to shoot with ProTune on. Mm-hmm. I like to set the white balance where I want it. I like to set my ISO. And I do like it when GoPro color is added. Some directors and producers do not like that.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
But I will be honest, ProTune has worked so well for me. When it comes down to it, the ProTune settings have just worked out so well for me that we've created these epic videos like the Lake Powell, Parker Payne stuff. You know, three of my videos this year have gone viral, and by viral I mean 200,000 views or more, and those are all shot with ProTune on.
Right.
You know, and you can still use DaVinci to color grade it, and it looks phenomenal. So, I mean, even one of our sponsors, Polar Pro, I sent them that video, and they posted Inspire 1. That was actually GoPro footage. It was not Inspire 1.
Well, and just a quick plug here for DroneU membership, there's some great webinars that are archived on all the settings that you use.
Yep,
for your
I
GoPro.
Use every
Powerful
day.
Stuff. Yeah,
every day.
I mean, real life, the way you do it.
Yep.
So that's in there.
It is in there. I'm really excited about that. But guys, I would say this, you know, answer your question, QuadGuy27. If you're really trying to choose a 4K drone that's ready to go, meaning it's got a gimbal, it's got a camera, if we were to say Phantom 3 over Unique Typhoon 4K, I'm going to go Phantom 3.
Let me ask you this, though, Paul. So these are not cheap. I mean, they're up there in that range of the Phantom 3.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you get a few more accessories, I guess, an extra battery and so forth.
You get an extra battery. You get an extra case with the Typhoon. You also get a little bit more features, built-in screen and FPV. So, you know, the Phantom 3, they don't talk about how you have to buy an iPad or a tablet to use it, which I find really funny because DJI fanboys all the time are like, well, the Solo is $1,400 and then you got to buy the GoPro and that's $1,900 and then, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's like, well, with the Phantom 3, you have to buy an $800 tablet.
Right,
so.
In order to make that work, sure. So my question is, and we've talked about this, but just reiterate, why not get a Phantom 2 use the GoPro?
If you want my honest opinion, I think that is the smartest move right now. Is it the cool factor? No, it's not the cool factor. Does it get the job done very well? It's reliable. It works every single time, and you can make money on it? Yes, and in my opinion, it's the best vehicle to do so right now until the Solo gimbal comes out.
Right, and at that point, then we got to test that and see how that works.
That's true, but that should be here.
I know
next
you're feeling
few,
good about that.
Next few weeks, there.
Let's hope. I know nobody hopes for that more than they do. So
yes, yes.
Hopefully, they'll get through that quickly.
I will say this though: patience will pay off. It will.
True.
You know,
they're not rushing it. You got to give them that.
Patience is a virtue, and I feel like those who wait get the great.
Whoa.
deep.
Coined. Consider it coined.
Oh, so bad. Anyway, guys, that's going to do it for our podcast today. Definitely appreciate you listening in. If you're still listening in, that means you're an avid listener, which means we would love it if you wrote a review or subscribe to our podcast.
Absolutely. And guys, don't forget that if you have a question, we would love to hear from you. And you just need to go to askdroneu.com, submit your question there, and we'll get it on the air. Love questions. Love the accents. I guess this Quad Guy 27, Paul's figured that out. And I think you're right, because he was doing those accents in the past. So anyway, so remember, guys, webinars every Monday at 7 o'clock. And what we do with those, guys, we try to take the information or the questions that we're getting from folks. What are people interested in? What are people talking about? What are we learning while Paul's out in the field? And get those on the webinar so that we can get you current information as to what's going on in the industry. So very different from the way that we work our courses within DroneU, but we're just trying to get you as much information as we can to help you with whatever you want to learn.
Definitely. That's what it's all about. It's about teaching people how to fly responsibly, how to do this safely and professionally, because together we'll grow the industry.
Absolutely. Guys, thanks so much for being with us, and don't forget to subscribe so that you can get this delivered to your email box every single day.
Thank you, guys. That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob.
Thanks for listening to the Ask DroneU podcast. Submit your questions at www.askdroneu.com.